Tintin book in Racism Row. 12th of July, 2007. This is Reverend Simulator for UN News. High Street Bookshop chain is moving an edition of the children's favorite Tintin to its adult section following a complaint of racism. In a typically pathetic knee-jerk reaction to the Commission for Racial Equality, it had called the Borders chain to pull Tintin and the dirty demon Whitey Pigs from its shelves. It said the illustrated book, which had been subject to controversy for years, had the potential to offend many people. A spokeswoman said,
"This book contains imagery and words of hideous racial prejudice, where the majority of white characters look like pigs and talk like a bunch of stuck-up Hurry Henrys. How and why do you Borders think that it's okay to peddle such racist material? Some of the depiction of white Europeans in this publication is nothing short of incitement to revolution. In one page, an English gentleman is pictured wearing a bowler hat, vigorously buggering a housemaid whilst doing the Times crossword."
The assumption that all English men wear such apparel atop their head is a staggeringly bigoted message to convey to our children. A spokesman for the store was unrepentant.
"Well, in my experience, most Caucasian people are stuck up their own arse. This is not racist, but a statement of fact. I mean, look at the likes of Hugh Grant and Jeremy Clarkson. Both white and both asses. I rest my case."
This has been Reverend Simulator for UN News. Thank you for suffering.